WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Arriving back in Washington in the past hours, President Trump, having left the G7 summit in Canada because of the Iran-Israel fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president was asked if he's looking for a ceasefire.
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that will be permanent.
Yeah. Giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
Happening several times, the most recent hours ago, Palestinians shot dead by, witnesses say, Israeli troops near a food aid center run by a new U.S.-Israeli military group. 51 dead, says the Gaza Health Ministry. No comment from the Israeli military. One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. One of the doctors accused of supplying ketamine to the Friends TV star Matthew Perry before his overdose death is now expected to plead guilty. This is ABC News. A warning that sounds like sci-fi, but intended to be real, says ABC's Lionel Moise.
In a new interview with podcast host Stephen Bartlett, Jeffrey Hinton, the so-called godfather of AI, a Nobel Prize-winning computer scientist, says superintelligent machines could one day decide humans are no longer needed.
It's smarter than us, right? There's no way we're going to prevent it getting rid of us if it wants to.
Hinton also warning of the many threats artificial intelligence poses right now, including mass cyber attacks, bioengineered viruses, lethal autonomous weapons, and mass unemployment.
Tropical storm Eric formed overnight near southern Mexico and is expected to become a hurricane by tomorrow, says the National Hurricane Center in Miami. The United Arab Emirates National Guard says it evacuated 24 people from an oil tanker today after a collision between two ships just east of the world's most critical oil choke point, the Strait of Hormuz. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 15th, at approximately 11:58 a.m., Sawyer County Sheriff's Office received a report of a subject who entered an unoccupied residence on Sunsu Road in the town of Round Lake. The owners of the residence have no affiliation with the subject. The initial call reported the subject was armed with multiple firearms, and attempts have been made since the initial call to encourage the subject to cooperate and exit the residence. According to a press release from yesterday, negotiations are ongoing and this is an active scene. Currently, the subject is contained inside the residence and there is no danger to the public. The sheriff's office is requesting that the public avoid the area of Sunsu Road and will update as information becomes available. Saturday, June 28th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at UConn 51 in Hurley, there's a fundraiser benefiting the B-47 Memorial. This will be a pig roast with potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and chips, and will also feature live music, raffle baskets, and games. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., over at 7936 North Highway 51 in Hurley. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet of Manhattan stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at manhattancars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
Some big budget cuts potentially on the horizon for families that face food insecurity and, in turn, the farmers that try to help them. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Details on potential cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. That's next.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
It is estimated that in Wisconsin, some 618,000 people face food insecurity every day, not knowing where their next meal will come from. Now, potential cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could mean another 700,000 people will be impacted. Jackie Anderson is Executive Director of Feeding Wisconsin, and she said a lot of those people impacted kids.
I was talking to someone at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin the other day, and he said that the spike in childhood hunger since 2021 is the biggest since the Great Recession, which means that over the past couple of years, the need in childhood hunger has absolutely increased. And so that means that then our food pantries, again, are having to augment that. So one of the food partners that they work with in Fond du Lac actually reached out to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin and said that already she's seeing that the school program that they offer is almost too popular and is in danger of not being sustainable.
Jackie Anderson, she's the executive director of Feeding Wisconsin. She said right now the Senate is proposing an additional $211 billion reduction in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program operating funds. She said that not only hurts the families and children that depend on it, it also makes it difficult to use the funds available to buy locally. And that impacts local growers.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
And today, the Midwest Farm Report team's headed to Bear Creek for a preview on this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Follow us, Midwest Farm Report, on social media, and we'll share the details. I'm Pam Yonke.
Another win for the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball, NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a victory at home last night, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers. OKC's Jalen Williams, with a playoff career-high 40 points, was asked how were the Thunder defensively able to hold off the Pacers this time in the fourth quarter.
Everybody's just really aggressive. Everybody takes pride in it. And when you have five guys on the floor that are taking pride in their matchup, it makes your defense very special. So we're all willing to cover for each other and just make the right read defensively. And when we mess up, we don't stop.
Game six is Thursday night. OKC up 3-2. Baseball tonight, the Brewers against the first-place Cubs in Chicago. Milwaukee's been on a roll since they swept the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Trevor McGill.
I mean, I feel like the team's been doing it for a couple of weeks now, ever since that Phillies, kind of turnaround series. We're stringing some wins together.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 55. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunder shower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
98 Q Country.
Ooh.
a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, y'all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Said we can fire it up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me.
Jason Aldean on 98Q. That was Big Green Tractor. Good morning, good morning, good dreary, rainy morning again. Dang it, I was hoping that we'd be a little off today, and it looks like there might be some chance for improvement, but hey, let's hold off until later this hour. Starting with five in a row here, Toby Keith up next. Weather twice an hour with sports and news. I'm Gray, we're 98Q Country.
Turn left at the hotel. Know this boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with their smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see. The only thing missing is me. That's my house, and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence. That's my wife. Who's that man running my life? If I pulled in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well.
turn around in the neighbor's drive, I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer-up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem the same. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. He lays a pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence. Not long after we moved in, there's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life?
Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me and I'm still empty.
More than just a crazy night. I just wanna love.
a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to a family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. No, he didn't have to be.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one-star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, wears your ball cap backwards, kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the tightest tread right above the tube pile. Before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cashed in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly. And if you can't, then you just free fall.
fields of green turn gold. Watch a marching band play with the harvest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of fame us ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new art. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Let the Travis Tritt right above the Tupac before you get lost down some road. Snow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? You may learn to fly. If you can't, then you just free fall. May we all. May we all do a little bit better than the first time. Earn a little something from the worst times. Get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one. Walk away wiser when we crashed one. Keep hoping that the best one is the last one. Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. May we all.
Florida Georgia Line on 98Q. May we all. Good morning. Good morning. Gray here with you for a proper hello. And yeah, Gray here, not Joel, because it is his vacation week. I expect we'll probably have Austin Brume in later today, maybe the 7 o'clock hour or so, after he promised he'd be here this morning. I'm sure he'll come in and tell me all about why he was late and why I should have known before he told me why, what that reason was. I kid, and actually shout out to Austin for his help yesterday. Austin, if you're listening, take your time, take it easy, get here safely, first and foremost. Be safe before you're here, but do get here safely, please. And that's, if I ever ask you to be somewhere, what I'm actually asking is, could you please make your way safely there and try to arrive by that certain time? I'd always, always, always rather you be late and safe than either of the opposite choices. So I'm going to be hanging out here today just like normal. Later this hour, looking at our day in history. It is the 17th of June, and actually a day quite ripe with implication. If you look back, President Nixon was up to all kinds of stuff on the 17th of June. Some good, some historically bad. First, though, a quick word from sponsors, a check of the weather, some news, some sports. We're 98Q.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Arriving back in Washington in the past hours, President Trump, having left the G7 summit in Canada because of the Iran-Israel fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president was asked if he's looking for a ceasefire.
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that would be permanent.
Yeah. Or giving up entirely.
Is that okay, too?
Happening several times, the most recent hours ago, Palestinians shot dead by, witnesses say, Israeli troops near a food aid center run by a new U.S.-Israeli military group. 51 dead, says the Gaza Health Ministry. No comment from the Israeli military. One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, see Ukrainian officials. One of the doctors accused of supplying ketamine to the Friends TV star Matthew Perry before his overdose death is now expected to plead guilty. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
In 2024, 138 people died, and 3,084 were hurt in 5,642 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involve speeding or distracted driving. The Wisconsin State Patrol would like to remind you to please always buckle up and put your phone down when you're driving. Remember, always pay attention to who and what is around you as well. Just a little bit more attention on the roads could help save a life. Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m., you're invited over to the Bark Park in Park Falls for the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. Bring your beloved dog and enjoy an afternoon with wonderful company and delicious food. A pork barbecue meal is $10. There will also be a pie auction, basket raffle, music, and a Catkins Animal Rescue meet and greet. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m. over at the Tascopia Trailhead right here in Park Falls. Republicans have approved an increase in funding for Wisconsin schools at a fraction of what the governor asked for, Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Republicans' plan increases school funding by about $330 million, but school districts will see no increase in general aid. Instead, that money goes to specific programs meant for special education and mental health. State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
The governor's budget is always reckless spending that the state can't afford. And so we're choosing to make key investments and priorities. And these investments today will be some of the largest, they'll be the largest investments you'll see in the budget. I don't think we'll get to another agency where we'll put that level of funding in because it is a priority, but you have to be able to afford it.
Statewide, about 15% of students have individualized education plans, meaning they have some sort of special needs. Right now, for every dollar spent on special education, the state only pays about 31 cents. That's one of the lowest reimbursement rates in the nation. The governor's plan would have raised it to 60 cents. Republicans' proposal they approved last night increases special ed reimbursement from about 31 cents on the dollar to 37.5 cents. But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would increase reimbursement to 90% next year for kids with the highest level of needs. That's 3% of students in Wisconsin public schools. Republicans hope adding money for these programs will take some pressure off the rest of school districts' budgets. Meanwhile, leaders on the Joint Finance Committee also finalized tax cuts, a key priority for Republicans, by about $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites. Those cuts will apply to retirees and folks in the second lowest tax bracket. Of course, this proposal would need the governor's signature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another win for the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball, NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a victory at home last night, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers. OKC's Jalen Williams, with a playoff career-high 40 points, was asked how were the Thunder defensively able to hold off the Pacers this time in the fourth quarter.
Everybody's just really aggressive. Everybody takes pride in it. And when you have five guys on the floor that are taking pride in their matchup, it makes your defense very special. So we're all willing to cover for each other and just make the right read defensively. And when we mess up, we don't stop.
Game six is Thursday night. OKC up 3-2. Baseball tonight, the Brewers against the first-place Cubs in Chicago. Milwaukee's been on a roll since they swept the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Trevor McGill.
I mean, I feel like the team's been doing it for a couple of weeks now, ever since that Phillies, you know, kind of turnaround series. You know, we're stringing some wins together.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
For a great family 4th of July weekend event, take part in the Phillips Lions Spirit of America 5K Run Walk Saturday, July 5th, starting at 8:30 a.m. at the VFW Hall. You can register through Race Roster or by using a QR code from the Lions Facebook page or at the Phillips Chamber webpage. T-shirts are limited and the cost is $20, or same-day registration from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. costs $30. The Lions Club would like to thank all sponsors and volunteers who help and support this event.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive and protect the things that make sense to you. for Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey, have you heard this? Macy's is previewing our lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses now before the sale starts Thursday. That means early access to July 4th deals on beautiful outdoor furniture sets, customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, and top mattress brands like Sealy, all at 20 to 65% off. So get to Macy's now to save big, beat the rush, and give yourself more time to relax on your brand new furniture from Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 55. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunder shower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
98Q Country.
Ricochet on 98Q, that was Daddy's Money. Gray here with you, and we're going to talk about history coming up after three more. a hotel that hasn't changed its name. And that's relevant. Maybe they should, but obviously they haven't. And I'll give you the details. Brantley Gilbert's up next.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Gunderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
Like Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. You see a loud shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town, yeah. Drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl herself. It's not as bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing it in Daisy Dukes, girl. She got you tapping on your boy show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, the Saturn girls do it in the dirty side, yeah. She'll have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town, girl. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? It's a night, it's bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. Girl, drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up?
Get 'em up. 98Q Country.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm
a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone, with a steel rod that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone, with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. 'Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. 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 Fight.
This is your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. 98Q Country.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side cleaned up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me. One chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you won't have when it's up to you, now don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn. There was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let.
Another Friday night, there's a line of cars leaving. Home team's got an out of town. Me, I'm sitting on the hood of mine drinking. I'm just a parking lot down and out. Under that high school bleacher, I drove that preacher's daughter crazy. Her mama was my homeroom teacher and her dad was hell-bent on saving me. Yeah, I'm sure there's higher heights where the high risers rise. But me, I'm gonna sit right here tonight and catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't. Ever since you caught that out there, bud,
catch me around here, Buzz. I never had big city eyes. Hell, I've never been east of Dallas. Got no idea where you are now. If you ever got that penthouse palace. No, Scotty's ain't got no back. Got no gas in his neon light. But he's got two for one till two now. Catch me around here, Buzz. Cause you ain't around here none. To putting them down here, another round here. Till my town goes up. Lit up like that one stop of light. Across the mountain. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, now catch me around here, bud. Me around here, Buzz. Round here, Buzz. I catch me around here, Buzz.
Eric Church on 98Q. That was Round Here, Buzz. Easton Corbin, Brantley Gilbert, Ricochet here in the middle of the hour, and we'll get back to it, but it's not just history we're looking at today. Later in the next hour, we'll be hearing from Butternut's District Administrator Carolyn Pollitt with some Butternut School News, North Lakes Community Clinic, and Pioneer Financial also weighing in today. And later today, I personally will be heading down to Wheelway to talk to Pete and the crew about all the cool stuff happening there. Now, though, to finish the 6 o'clock hour, a look back at today's date in history, and President Nixon's name came up a couple times. First, today's date, but make it 1971, that was the day that President Richard Nixon, in a televised press conference, called drug abuse, quote, America's public enemy number one, and thus started the war on drugs. Just 1 year later, though, to the day, June 17th, but 1972, the Watergate scandal happened. Five White House operatives arrested for burgling the offices of the DNC during an attempt to illegally wiretap them by the administration of President Nixon as a part of a broader campaign to subvert what is called the democratic process. I mean, it's wild to look back and think that that was even attempted. What would have happened if it had worked? Focus on the Family coming up next on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Arthur Blessett was both passionate and humble. He's featured in the Guinness World Records for the longest around-the-world ongoing pilgrimage or walk. Over 50 years, he walked 43,000 miles and in all seven continents. But it wasn't just the distance that made his journey so unique. It was what he carried with him every step of the way. Arthur began in Hollywood, California on Christmas Day, 1969. It took him 6 months to reach New York City, but then he kept going. Nova Scotia was 20 degrees below zero when he crossed it. Yemen and Iraq were well over 100. Mile after mile, he kept walking, pushing through every obstacle in his way. And behind him, along each step of those 43,000 miles, Arthur dragged a 12-foot wooden cross. Why? To invite people into a conversation where he humbly yet passionately shared his faith in God. Passion and humility. Living well keeps those two values in balance. Fiery passion without humility becomes self-serving. But passion humbly directed toward a higher purpose inspires, uplifts, and brings hope to others. Humility transforms passion into purpose, making it something greater than ourselves. The greatest journeys are not about how many miles we travel, but about how many lives we touch along the way. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.